I had some efforts, and if you get in a plane, this is kind of the clincher. First of all, the only landmass in the southern hemisphere that's even close to looking into those southern regions is southern New Zealand, for example, or the southern tip of South America. New Zealand is actually farther north, and these are the equivalent of about 45 degree north latitude, but south of the equator, so they're south latitude. And the problem has been the Earth, the level of energy coming into Earth has been increasing over past years, and there's a haze layer that surrounds Earth, especially down in those southern ocean regions, and you literally cannot see out of it. If you look vertically up, you can see with some level of clarity when you're looking for astronomical objects, but to see something due south where we're looking for this object coming in, you would have to look at a 45 degree angle through the atmosphere, and there's so much haze that you literally cannot see anything. And especially something like a comet, which would be white and fuzzy anyway. So the observation, for all practical purposes, was a failure, and simply unable to see. Now, on the flip side of that, we know that the U.S. government and other governments, and my indication is also that the Vatican has a whole group of large telescopes at the South Pole, which are set up to observe this object, which is apparently at this time moving into our solar system, possibly way out there. We don't know anything more than that, other than that they have a tremendous number of astronomers at the South Pole with these recently built, very extensive astronomical facilities, many of them planetary scientists who would be looking at planets, studying planetary type objects, none of them being at the North Pole, by the way. So all of the indications are that, yes, something is down there. They're looking at it. They have extensive equipment, and they're not telling anybody what they're seeing.